It is Thursday morning, so we check in over on the west side with Ivy Tech Chancellor Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
Well, a little cold this morning, but I'm awake.
I know.
I'm awake now.
That's good.
I didn't want to be, but it's cold, but we're going to be all right. That's just fine. It's May, and we've got warmer temperatures all next week, 75 or better, so we're going to flip that switch and get rolling on and hopefully don't have to look back to any of these other chilly, chilly mornings. But we have busy times here as May gets started. We know IU graduation is this weekend. Let everybody know when your graduation at Ivy Tech is so we don't get confused.
Okay, you got it. Well, our commencement ceremony will be this following Friday, the 13th, at the IU Auditorium. It just so happens to coincide with my son's graduation, Keegan, who will be graduating in California with his master's in global communication. So I'll be celebrating our students from a distance this year.
You'll be Skyping in?
I'll be Skyping into the Ivy Tech. That's a good idea, actually.
There you go.
Maybe a cutout of me or something like that. But
a hologram.
You know, it's not about me. Yeah, hologram. It's totally about our students, and we've got about a couple hundred students that will be crossing the stage next Friday the 13th, and super excited for them. And today, in fact, is our graduation rehearsal. So we have two of them, so I'll be visiting both of those rehearsals this afternoon at 12:15 and tonight at 5:15. And it's always fun to see the students, you know, get ready, get their caps and gowns, practice their names. Keith will be there, too, to practice their names. You know, and our Alumni Association celebrates them during the grad rehearsals with a dessert bar and some information on what to do next kind of thing with jobs and things and a selfie boothie. You say that a couple times.
Impossible.
Is
it also true at graduation on the 13th, everybody's going to walk underneath the ladder, break a mirror, and have a black cat cross the stage all at the same time? Is there any truth to that?
All have to do that, you know? Yes, absolutely.
Proof that that's just a number, and we hope that that has nothing to do with anything. Because there is nothing lucky about graduating. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the effort.
That's exactly why it's
such a wonderful celebration.
I'm not going to let you slide by this too fast because...
she had me at dessert bar, Keith. Let's slow down.
It was the dessert bar that had me, too.
I will take a selfie at the dessert bar if somebody holds my pie.
I don't want you to slide by too fast because graduation, I tell our students that it's in a large way, it's more for your friends and family. And so you're a mom and you got a son graduating with a master's degree. What's it mean to a parent to see their kid walk across that stage?
Oh, my goodness. We are both just so incredibly proud of the hard work and the effort that Keegan has done to get to this point. You know, he's always been very goal-driven, and, you know, he's kind of a person who's got it all. You know, he's goal-driven, but he doesn't take himself too seriously. He's a lot of fun, and I'll just start bawling right now talking about how incredibly proud we are of the man he's become, and he's got such a great future ahead of him, and I just hope he remembers, you know, that his mom and dad were nice to him once in a while.
Are part of those tears of joy because you and your husband are getting a raise as well?
Yeah.
No longer paying for college.
Oh, yeah.
No more tuition.
Yeah, it's a bonus. So everybody is happy, right? High fiving.
Exactly. I already took his house key away from him, so he can't come home anymore.
The basement's not available?
Yeah, no. Basement's, lights are out. Keys, the door's locked.
Well, you can welcome him back, and he can pay you rent.
Mm-hmm. Now, that would be okay. I'd have to sign a lease with him. to make it official.
Well, back to Ivy Tech. Yesterday, we had a first in terms of one of our fine arts classes. There was a dance recital.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yesterday afternoon in Shreve Hall, so we offer a fine arts program, and within that program, we have dance classes. And so a few of the students and a faculty member performed yesterday, and it was our first public performance, and they performed three different dances, and it was really cool to have our dancers in our dance performance classes doing that, just that on our stage in, well, on campus. It was great.
People come by, and if they walk around the building, they'll see Amy Byers' fine arts classes have decorated around the building. So there's a lot of stuff out there when people come and see the building. But in terms of news, the HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning program, not only are they graduating, they got a job already.
Right. You know, this has been a longstanding program with us. You know, we're a community college, so we offer everything, like I mentioned earlier, fine arts, you know, technical certificates, liberal arts degrees, associates. We have a great heating, ventilating, and air conditioning program run by program chair Bill Fenton, and he shared with me yesterday, so proud of his students and the partnership with Commercial Service. Four of his graduates are going directly to work for Commercial Service. And in Indiana's hot jobs, the hot 100 jobs that are listed out there, HVAC is in the top 30 of the jobs in the state. So, you know, we're getting those students educated to learn these very specific skills, and they're working. They're going to work right away, and that's what we do.
And one of the staff people that's very well known in Monroe County, Joyce Poling, is going to be honored.
Yeah, so proud of Joyce. So Joyce Poling, her official title is Assistant to the Chancellor for Community Outreach, but really what she does is she tells me where to go, when to go, when not to go in the political realm, and she really helps me there. But she is being honored next week on Wednesday at the Chamber of Commerce's Women Excel Bloomington Luncheon. Really so incredibly proud of Joyce, and many, many, many people probably know Joyce, but she was a leader in Bloomington for many years, served as a county commissioner. She has given many her time, financial resources to causes and charities, many causes and charities. She's just an incredible leader. She sought to honor Gail and Bill Cook through their contributions to the community and helped us form the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. She's so much fun. She's fast on her feet. She's just so fast on her feet that you constantly got to keep up with her. And she's always on the move. She travels the world. She's part of the 100 Women Who Care. She's my friend. She really is a great supporter of Ivy Tech, and she's everywhere. So we're really super proud of her and the other six women that are being honored.
That's
by the
an impressive list of women.
Oh my gosh, Sue West, Carrie Thompson, Sue Talbot, Valerie Pena, Kathy Romy, and Leslie Bolton. I mean, come on, unbelievable. They're great women.
Jenny, earlier today, Mike was talking about the fact that we had May the 4th be with you yesterday. Today is Cinco de Mayo, and he's saying, "What, we have to come up with something for tomorrow." Tomorrow is, Jenny?
What is tomorrow?
At Ivy Tech? First?
I don't know. It's First Friday.
There you go. So you got First Friday.
May 6th.
Yeah. So we got three in a row.
You almost got me there. Yeah. So you're right. At the Waltrin and throughout that town, we have First Friday. From 5 to 8 o'clock, and we have a great display at the Waldron. It's through members of the Bloomington Watercolor Society, but we also have our own students, our Ivy Tech Alternative Spring Break students, who took photos of their trip. And I think you talked to Caleb on the radio.
Right.
And so some of his pictures, other students that went on the trip to Guatemala, and then they have some notes or thoughts about why they took the picture and what the picture means underneath that picture, and that's going to be displayed at the Waldron. So First Friday, Friday night, 5 to 8 o'clock.
And don't forget, Elephant and Piggy is still going on.
That's right. That is a Cardinal Stage production, and it goes on through May 15th, and you can call Cardinal to get tickets.
And kids went and saw that last Thursday after we talked to you. Everybody had a blast. It was fantastic.
Awesome.
So fun stuff to get going there. And again, 72 and sunshine tomorrow. So we'll get out and enjoy a little bit of that. Safe travels on your journey west for your graduation. And we'll get caught up with, someone from over there, I would assume, next week.
Yes, I think you're Amanda Billings, our executive director for marketing, will be to talk to everybody about what's going on with graduation and everything.
Excellent. And we look forward to that. So safe travels, and we'll talk to you in a couple Thursdays.
Great. Thank you so much.